And as part of the WILO and Clinton County Chamber of Commerce, leading in uncertain times, with some more numbers and some more information, we say good morning to Dr. Steve Tharp. Good morning.
Good morning. Nice to be here this morning.
Yeah, we appreciate your time, Dr. Tharp. First off, get a quick assessment of your thoughts on the governor's decision last Friday.
Well, you know, we have to balance the safety of our people with the other needs in the state, and I think that he's doing a credible job of looking at things and trying to decide what our best course is. The changes that he's made do suggest that we will have more people get coronavirus in the next couple of months than we would if we continued our restrictions, but there are other issues that have to be dealt with, and it would be inappropriate to think that we should let one issue be the only determinant for these decisions. So I think he's doing a good job of trying to figure out what needs to be done. And I'll point out that he did say that, you know, if things are not going well, that we can expect to return to more restrictions. So I think there's an appropriate level of caution there.
What's the number in Clinton County this morning, Dr. Tharp, for cases?
I have not heard of what the numbers are since yesterday. However, those numbers are announced at noon daily now. But we have 64 positive cases as of yesterday at noon, we've tested about 557 folks. We have the percentage of people who are positive is about 11.5% so far, we still only had one death, and one of the really good things is that our nursing home and retirement folks have not had any cases reported as of yesterday, in the residence, and so that is much better than surrounding counties.
So we're not alarmed at that with a lot more cases in Clinton County because we are testing more people, right?
That is correct, and in fact, we're going to have some additional testing facilities within the next couple of weeks being made available here in Clinton County. So that's going to help a lot, too.
Is that going to be something where we have to pay for that, or insurance covers that, or just random, or if you're worried, you could drive up?
Sure. I believe that there will not be a charge to individuals. They will be taking insurance information, and they will charge the insurance companies or whatever is available. So there will be some remuneration and some paperwork involved, but certainly not. At this point, we're told that there will not be an out-of-pocket cost.
What else do we need to know this morning, Dr. Tharp?
Well, I think we really need to understand what's going on. We're now in stage two, my understanding. I listened to the governor, and my interpretation was that the travel restrictions are lifted, although he mentioned it after talking about May the 8th and churches a little bit, and so I'm not sure whether he meant May the 8th or just right away, but the travel restrictions should be lifted, we're having increasing our retail opportunities up to 50% of capacity, and restaurants after May the 8th would be the 25% capacity, and personal services by appointment. So that's good. The things to remember are that we're supposed to have face coverings in all public areas. So, you know, you should be wearing a face mask when you're outside of your house. And the main thing is that it's the at-risk people that we're most concerned about, people who may be immunocompromised, people who are getting older or have chronic illnesses. And they still should be following the recommendations to stay at home unless it's really necessary to get out. And I would say, you know, if you're going somewhere and you see that a lot of people are not wearing masks, when we wear the masks, it is not to protect the person that has the mask. It is to protect the other people. You know, consider whether or not it's a good idea to go in to a place if they're not using the face masks. You know, continue the other things that we have been stressing all along, which includes mostly washing your hands frequently and paying attention to your own personal hygiene. And that's going to give you the best chance not to get this. Until we have a better way to deal with it, such as a vaccine.
Dr. Steve Tharp, we always appreciate your time.
All right. Well, thank you very much, and I very much appreciate the opportunity to connect with our folks in Clinton County. And so stay well, stay safe, and stay indoors unless you need to go out. Thanks.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Steve Tharp. It's part of the WILO in Clinton County Chamber of Commerce, leading in uncertain times.